All right, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are tuned to Radio Islam International. We welcome once again to the program. And we just returned, Brother Tahir Tahir is with me in the studios. We just returned from the area, Grasmere, Fine Town area. MashaAllah, it was really lovely, Brother Tahir, you know, talking to the people out there, the Imam, the directors of the Masjid, subhanAllah. And speaking to the young people, we heard them on Radio Islam International as well. Some of them, you know, read some Quran Kareem, some of them sang some nizams, and there was some mass iftar taking place there, subhanAllah. Much appreciated, and lovely to meet the community. We just returned from there, subhanAllah. It's now time for the quiz on Radio Islam International, rapid fire quiz, day number 9. Sunday the 4th of June 2017. Alright, dear listeners, we're waiting for the calls to come through, inshallah. We have, I think, one or two participants. Number to call for the quiz, 011-8541548. Brother Hafiz Ismail Khan is on the other side, trying to take down your telephone numbers. Alright, he is on the other side, he's all alone. Allah reward him for his efforts, inshallah. He's smiling as well. 011-854-1548 is the number to call. And with me in the studios is Brother Tahir, helping us out tonight. Brother Tahir, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, Brother Tahir, how are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah, shukr.
Jazakum Allah. Yes, we're waiting for the participants to come through, Brother Tahir. We have, I think, just one participant. Number to call again, dear listeners, for the quiz. Remember, you can win 1,000 rands tonight. Number to call for the quiz, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. We're waiting for the calls to come through. Last night, alhamdulillah, we had the finals, Brother Tahir. I don't know if you heard the finals last night.
The Real Madrid final or
no, the course finals. MashaAllah, I'd like to say congratulations to all the participants. They've done very, very well, really. Every one of them, eight of them, mashallah. And the winner for last night was Umm Mahmood. Nevertheless, each one of them are winners. Each one of them got 1,000 rands, brother. But Umm Mahmood goes to the finals, inshallah. The grand finale taking place on the night before Eid. May Allah Ta'ala witness Eid, inshallah. Amin. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take our participants, inshallah. Hafiz Sab, do we have our participants online, inshallah? We can start with the one or two, inshallah, that have come through. Again, dear listeners, limited time. Number to call for the rapid fire quiz, inshallah, it is 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. And we're going to be talking to the first contestant, inshallah, Aziz, shortly. All right, just to clarify something, dear listeners, you know, with regards to sometimes we joke a little bit on the radio, we tease somebody a little bit on the radio. Brother Tahir, maybe some fellow staff members. Just to clarify to listeners, you know, if we happen to tease or joke around with fellow colleagues or even contestants, wallah, it's never ever to belittle anybody. It's just lightheartedness. And alhamdulillah, we have a very good working dialogue with all the staff members here. Sometimes we tease one another. It's all just lightheartedness. Nothing serious, subhanAllah. And it's never ever to belittle anybody. I just wanted to clarify the point. Jazakallah for the cooperation, Brother Tahir.
No problem, it's a pleasure, it's a pleasure to be. I can't tell you, I've been listening to the program, I've been enjoying it, mashallah, very nice.
But again, too, just to mention to listeners, again, I'm going to mention this point, if we happen to tease or even joke anybody, inshallah, either with fellow colleagues or even contestants, again, to listeners, wallah, it's never ever intended to bring anybody down, it's never to challenge anybody, it's never intended to belittle anybody. Like I said again, to listeners, just light and heartedness. We're taking a break, inshallah, listening to the sponsors for the program, Jazakallah for the sponsorships, and we'll come back, we'll talk to the contestants, don't go away.
This quiz is proudly sponsored by Metro Home City, a world in one store. Shop online at www.metrohomecity.co.za for great specials or visit us at 410 Madiba Street, Pretoria.
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil triple refined pure sunflower oil and Sunshine D margarines and spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.
Honeybee, your baking and appliance specialist. Stockist of famous brands like Megimix, Kenwood and Philips. Come into Honeybee now and save. 011-854-1420.
Continental Cash and Carry, over 7,500 square meters of stock. Call us on 010-594-2085.
All right, welcome once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Time for the quiz, time for the rapid fire quiz. Today is day number 9. We just talked about the days going so fast, dear listeners. We're now coming to the second 10 days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. The second 10 days referred to as the days of maghfirah, the days of forgiveness. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive us all, inshallah. Ameen. All right, let's welcome our contestants on board. First caller, brother Muhammad. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my brother. Muhammad, and how are you doing, my brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, my brother. Jazakallah for asking, okay? Alright, Muhammad, are you there? Muhammad, if we happen to choke with you with anything, my brother, don't take it too seriously. It's all just lightheartedness, okay, my brother?
I totally understand.
You totally understand, my brother. Jazakallah for that. Okay. Alright, it's never again to belittle anybody. It's just lightheartedness again. I hope we understand that point. Jazakumullah, brother Tahir. Alright, Muhammad, are you ready for the contest, my brother? We're going to be asking you 7 questions, 60 seconds to answer the questions. Okay, my brother? Any questions?
No.
Okay, my brother. All the luck, okay? Okay. Where are you calling from?
Johannesburg.
Where in Joburg, my brother?
Indonesia.
Mashallah, mashallah. Okay, here goes your questions, Muhammad. Okay. By who and to who was the statement, I am your highest Lord made? 1. Namrud to Ibrahim. 2. Fir'aun to Musa. Or 3. Qarun to Musa. Alayhi salam.
Number 2.
Fir'aun. How do you spell the word diabolical?
D-I-A-B-O-L-I-C-A-L.
Did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi meet 1. Ibn Mas'ud. 2. Zayd. Or 3. Anas radiallahu anhum.
Number 1. Ibn Mas'ud.
What is the capital of Yemen?
Capital of Yemen, Sana'a.
What is the thing regarding which Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when it will be placed in the ummah, it will not be taken away until Qiyamah? 1. Sword. 2. Wealth. 3. Jealousy.
Jealousy. 3.
Who is the Prime Minister of India?
Pass.
True or false, the skies were created after the spreading out of the earth?
True.
Okay, my brother, I heard you.
Si.
Why you say true?
Si.
Why you say true?
I guessed.
Okay, my brother. No, the answer is not that what you guessed, my brother. It's false. It's before the skies were created, after the spreading out of the earth. The answer there is false. It was actually before. Okay, my brother.
Si.
The capital of Yemen, what did you say?
Sana'a.
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 Oh, okay, Sana'a, my brother. I thought you said Sana'a.
No.
Okay. Okay, my brother, you spelled diabolical well, mashallah. You have 1, 2, 3 right. You have 3 right. Okay, brother Muhammad, Jazakallah for contesting. We'll tell you who the winner is later on.
Okay,
well done, my brother.
Amen.
Allah increase us all in ilm and knowledge, okay?
Amen.
You make special dua for me, my brother.
You will, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, dear listeners, let's go through the question, brother Tahir. The first one is, by who and to who was the statement, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am your highest Lord, made? 1. Namrud to Ibrahim, alayhi salam. 2. Fir'aun to Musa, alayhi salam. 3. Qarun to Musa, alayhi salatu salam. And the answer there is Fir'aun to Musa. Fir'aun, la'natullahi alayhi, said to Musa alayhi salam that I am your highest Lord. How dare he make such a statement? فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَالِ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala talks about how Allah took hold of him and how Allah destroyed him. How do you spell the word diabolical? D-I-A-B-O-L-I-C-A-L. Okay, brother Tahir. Jazakumullah. Did Imam Abu Hanifa, I'm not going to test you today, Tahir. No lambi chori ba today. Okay.
We're all learning, brother.
Gee, we're all learning. Today I saw a youngster say, Malala, we're all learning, ne? I said, gee, we're all learning, okay. Did Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, meet 1. Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'anhu, 2. Zayd, radiallahu ta'anhu, or 3. Anas, radiallahu ta'anhu? The correct answer there is Anas, radiallahu ta'anhu. What is the capital of Yemen? The capital of Yemen, dear listeners, is Sana'a. What is the thing regarding which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when it will be placed in the ummah, it will not be taken away until Qiyamah? For some reason I thought the brother is going to say jealousy, because that is very, very rife in our community, in all of us. Allah forgive us. Allah take this enmity, this dirt away from our hearts. So the questions were sword, number 2, wealth, or 3, jealousy. The answer there is, Brother Tahir, the sword. Okay. Prime Minister of India. Prime Minister of India.
I'm not too sure.
I never ask you. Okay, brother, Tahir, it's Rakhil, Allah keep you happy for always, my brother. It is Narendra Modi, Narendra Modi. And that is the other answer we asked, true or false? The skies were created after the spreading out of the earth. The answer there is false. It was before. Jazakallah, Muhammad. Good contest, my brother. You got three right. Okay. Contestant number two. We have Anonymous. No, brother Junaid. Brother Junaid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Junaid, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Mulana, I'm well and you?
Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah for asking, my brother. Where are you calling from, Junaid?
Johannesburg, Mulana.
Where in Joburg?
Bears Valley.
Oh, Bears Valley, mashallah. You want to tell us your lovely surname? Maybe we connected somewhere along the line. Maybe we Hagaz also. You know, the world is small.
No, Masaf, we're not Hagaz. Don't worry.
Okay. Junaid, you ready for the contest, my brother? Allah make it easy for you, my brother. Allah increase us all in ilm and knowledge. Okay, seven questions, 60 seconds to answer, okay? Terminating the story of Musa and Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. Allah says it is a lesson for the one who, one, believes, two, fears, or three, ponders.
Two.
How do you spell the word dissipate?
D-I-S-S-A-P-A-T-E.
When did Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi meet Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu? One, in his childhood. Two, at the age of 21. Three, at the age of 40.
Two.
What is the capital of Libya?
Capital of Libya.
Yeah.
Tripoli.
Amongst the leaders of Fitna was Umaydullah bin Ziyad, who was the governor of one, Damascus. Two, Yemen. Three, Kufa.
Kufa.
Who's the Prime Minister of Pakistan? My brother,
Nawaz Sharif.
Nawaz Sharif, yes, the gong's gone long time ago, my brother. We should have said it 3 minutes ago. You would have been leading the contest by now, you know. Okay, Muhammad. Okay, Junaid? My brother, you got 1, 2, 3 right. You've done very, very well. But you should have just said the last one a bit faster. You would have been the leader in the contest so far, my brother. We're going to come to a sudden death, looks like. Brother Tahir, if the second last contestant does not get more than three right, we're going to come to a sudden death question. Let's welcome our third contestant from, I think, Roshni. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Walaikum salam.
Jazakallah for contesting. Up a first time you participating?
No.
Oh, you have participated before?
Yeah.
All right. Any prizes you won?
A small prize, yeah.
Sorry?
Just a small prize, a weekly, daily prize.
Oh, okay. Jazakumullah. All right. I thought initially you said a floor mop.
No.
And then actually I'm not listening right. Everything's going upside down. You know, Thai sends a biltong machine fell on my head. I'm not listening right. I'm not thinking right. Appa, you ready? You calling from Roshni, eh?
Yeah.
All right, you're familiar with the contest. Seven questions, about 60 seconds to answer.
Okay.
All right, again, I'm going to mention this point, dear listeners. If we happen to tease anybody or joke around with fellow colleagues or contestants, wallah, again, it's never intended to belittle anybody. It's all just lightheartedness. Brother Tahir, samajh mein aaya. Jazakallah. No lambi chori baat tonight. Ji, Appa, are you ready? Okay, here goes your contest, Appa. Surah Al-Nazi'at, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asks man if man is more difficult to create or one, the mountains, two, the skies, or three, the angels.
Mountains.
How do you spell the word emergency?
E-M-E-R-G-E-N-C-Y.
Besides Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Alayhi, which other Imam of Fiqh was a Tabi'i? One, Imam Malik. Two, Imam Shafi'i. Or three, none.
Shafi'i.
What is the capital of Lebanon?
Lebanon, Beirut.
Who is the Sahabi who said that while people would ask Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about good, he would ask about the fitnas? One, Ibn Mas'ud. Two, Hudhayfa. Three, Ammar radiallahu anhum.
Number one.
Who's the Prime Minister of Bangladesh? True or false, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised a Sahabi that in times of fitna he should stay in the masjid. Sorry, Abba?
I thought I heard the gong.
You never hear the question, Appa?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. Anyway, we asked you, true or false, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the Sahabi that in times of fitna, he should stay in the masjid. Is it false or is it true?
False.
Why?
I don't know. I think they're supposed to go to the mountains or I don't know.
To go to the mountains and go and do hunting, Appa?
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Anyway, Appa, let's see how many you got right. One, two right, Appa. Two right, okay?
Okay,
but anyway, Jazakallah for the contest. Appa, you can always try again, inshallah, next time.
Inshallah,
Jazakallah. Request for du'as as well, okay?
Yes.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, Surah Al-Nazi'at, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asks man if man is more difficult to create or one, the mountains, two, the skies, or three, the angels. The correct answer there is two. Prophet Tahir, the skies. How do you spell the word emergency? It's correct how she spelled it. Besides Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, which other Imam of Fiqh was a Tabi'i? One, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. Two, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi. Or three, none. The answer there is none. And then, question, who is the Sahabi who said that while people would ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about good, he would ask about the fitnas? One, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Two, Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Or three, Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The answer there is, number two is Hudhaifa. I think the sister said number one. It's not number one, sister. It is, the answer is Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prime Minister of Bangladesh is Sheikh Hasina. Right, Sheikh Hasina. And true or false, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised a Sahabi that in times of fitna he should stay in the masjid, not in the masjid, rather stay at home. False, the answer is stay at home. All right, Brother Tahir, we have two contestants, mashallah, each one of them getting 3 points each. So we're going to be taking a short break, inshallah, when we come back, it's time
before we go,
I know what you're going to say.
I just want to find out how hard did the Poltong machine fall on you.
Oh, it felt very hard, I tell you. I was knocked out for a couple of minutes, really. And you can see I'm sitting with a hell of a jumpy here.
Yeah, I see, it's like a tennis ball on your head.
No, not so big, don't lie. Alright, 23 minutes past 6 o'clock, we take a break. And when we come back, inshallah, it's time for the sudden death question. Stay tuned.
الصبح بدأ من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر رسلا فضلا وعلا أهدى السبلا بدلالته Allah.
right, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue to listen, and it's time for the sudden death question. MashaAllah, we have our two contestants, Brother Muhammad as well as Brother Junaid. We're going to be asking them the question. Let's welcome the contestants back on air, inshallah. Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright, my brother, we're going to give you 7 seconds to answer the question. You've got to answer correctly, or the person whose answer is closest to the correct answer will be the winner, okay?
Okay.
Brother Junaid, line number 4, are you there, my brother? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright, Junaid, all the luck as well to Muhammad as well. You've got 7 seconds to answer, my brother. You've got to say something, okay?
Okay.
Alright, lovely. You've got 7 seconds, and you've got to answer correctly, or the closest person, or the answer that is closest to the correct answer will be the winner, okay?
Yes.
Muhammad, let's start with you, my brother.
Okay.
Okay, here goes your question. Engineer Sabha, you ready? In which year did India and Pakistan split?
1970.
Alright, okay. Anyway, 1970 is the correct answer. It's not the correct answer. We'll tell you what the correct answer is in a bit or two, inshallah. Brother Junaid, are you there, my brother?
Ji, Maulana.
Alright, just hold the line for a second, my brother. Just hold the line. Here goes your question, Brother Junaid. Are you ready?
Ji.
Okay, here goes your question, my brother. In which year did the Bangladesh Liberation War start?
1927,
and the other answer was 1947. I'm just going to take a short break, inshallah, and we have the answers, but just talking about the gong. Brother Tahir, was the answer well before the gong? We'll get back to you, inshallah, shortly. Stay tuned.
الصبح بدأ الصبح بدأ بدأ الصبح بدأ بدأ الصبح بدأ الصبح بدأ بدأ الصبح بدأ بدأ الصبح بدأ بدأ الصبح بدأ الصبح بدأ من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر رسلا فضلا وعلا أهدى السبلا بدلالته فأقر رسلا فضلا وعلا أهدى السبلا بدلالته يا الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners. We continue, inshallah. Brother Muhammad, are you there? Brother Muhammad, are you there?
Ji, Maulana.
Okay, my brother, sorry, we had some technical glitches there. We're going to go for another quiz, okay? Another sudden death question.
Another sudden death.
Alright, I think just to be fair to both participants, we had a slight technical problem from the side of the engineer. Brother Junaid, are you there? Junaid, are you there, my brother?
Ji, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are you ready? We're going to have another sudden death question, okay? Same rules apply, my brother. And inshallah, the gong will go just after, sorry, the buzzer will go after the question has been posed, okay? 7 seconds to answer. You've got to say something and say it well in time, okay? Before the gong.
Yes.
All right, here goes your question, Brother Muhammad.
Yes.
All right. In which year was the first Intifada?
1950.
All right, that was 1950. We'll tell you what the correct answer is in a bit or two. Brother Junaid, are you there, my brother? Line number two. Salaam alaikum warahmatullah once again. Okay. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
Okay. In which year was the Camp David signed?
1965.
Junaid?
Yes.
Okay, my brother. Alright, the first contestant, Muhammad, you're away from the correct answer by 37 years. By 37 years, you're away from the correct answer. And in which year was a Camp David signed? The correct answer there is 1979. The brother said 1965. He's about 14 years away from the correct answer. And the first question, in which year was the Intifada, first Intifada, Brother Tahir, the answer there is 1987. It's not 1950. So, Brother Junaid, we're pleased to announce that you're the winner for today. 1,000 rands coming up your way. Jazakallah, my brother. Well done to you and all the luck and all the best, inshallah. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brother Muhammad, are you there? Muhammad, are you there, my brother? Jazakallah for the contest, my brother. You've done very, very well. But every competition has just one winner, okay? Try again, my brother. Request for special du'as.
Ameen.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.